happen with the offensive line, all the shuffling there affect you?
You know, obviously it affects me, but, you know, try not to pay attention to it. You know, obviously I believe in all the guys that we have in that room. You know, I know that the coaches are going to find the five best guys to put out there, you know, regardless of who that is. You know, so really I try not to put a lot of my attention there right now.
Are you concerned about the offensive line?
No. Like I said, you know, I've got confidence in everyone in that room. You know, obviously last year, you know, I felt like we did a great job, you know, putting guys in. It seems like, you know, there for a while we had a different lineup, you know, every week or every couple weeks. You know, I thought we did a good job battling that last year. So, you know, I think everyone knows you're always one play away from, you know, stepping in there and playing. And someone's just going to have to step up.
Sam, you had a very quick cameo the first game. Is that pretty, made it pretty clear to you what's going to happen in the next two games, how much time you're going to get? And do you want, especially about the third game, a lot more time on the field?
Yeah, you know, we really haven't talked about that a lot. I'm sure that, you know, in the next couple of days we'll go over that. But, you know, I'm assuming we're going to play quite a bit in the next couple of games. So I think it'd be great for us to get out there, you know, establish a little bit of a rhythm, you know, get into some more game-like situations, you know, try to simulate as much as we can what we're going to see week one, you know, and just get some live action.
Statistically, there was not much production from this wide receiver corner. Camp wide, what have you seen from them?
You know, I think our guys have done a good job this camp. You know, they've taken advantage of some of the matchups on the outside. You know, I don't think you can look at, you know, one preseason game and say that, oh, it's been a terrible camp or, you know, they're not playing well. You know, it's a small sample size. We didn't really game plan. You know, obviously I think there were a few balls that maybe could have been caught, but I thought for the most part those guys did a good job, you know, just with the concepts, being in the right spot, running the right route, you know, getting separation. You know, and overall I think those guys have had a really good camp.
Is there anything at all that you can take from the game on Thursday, or is it just kind of an off day?
You know, it was nice to get in there, but, you know, obviously when you only play three plays and you only throw one pass, it's, I mean, yeah, it's probably hard to take a lot from that.
Did you want to play more?
You know, it's one of those things, like I told you guys, I think everyone knew that, you know, if we scored that first possession, you know, we were going to be out of there. So, you know, obviously our special teams did a great job forcing a turnover on the opening kickoff, and, you know, we did exactly what we needed to do, which is convert that turnover into a touchdown.
Obviously, Carson was sore today. 7 years into the league, what have you learned about how a quarterback needs to protect himself on the field?
You know, obviously, you know, you try to get hit as little as possible. You know, that's ideal. You know, the guys across from you, you know, they're big, strong, they're fast. You know, the hits usually don't feel very good. So, you know, just eliminating any of the unnecessary hits, you know, trying to take care of your body, you know, on your off days, you know, just making sure that you feel, you know, as good as you possibly can. I really don't think there's a lot of secrets, though. I mean, you're going to get hit. Yeah, I mean, you kind of got to deal with it at times, you know.
Is sliding important for quarterbacks to do?
Yeah, I think it depends. You know, obviously there's times to slide and there's times to try to make a guy miss and try to get the first down or try to score a touchdown. So, you know, I think it really just all depends on what the situation of the game is.
Sam, in your brief appearance, Ryan was pretty impressive in the backfield. How important is it to have him back?
Yeah, really important. You know, like I've said all camp, you know, I think it's going to be really important for us this year to establish, you know, the run game, to have a physical presence up front, to be able to pound the rock when we need to. You know, I thought he ran really hard, you know, and he's going to be a big part of our offense, so hopefully we can continue to see that from him.
Last one, guys. How tough are the weather conditions out there?
They were pretty tough. I mean, I'm sweating more today in my press conference than I normally do at practice, so it's pretty hot out here today.
Thanks, guys.
Yeah.